Morning Watch, the Crystallization Study of Deuteronomy, Week 8. Christ, the one cursed and hanged on a tree. Day 5. Related Verses. Genesis 12:3. And I will bless those who bless you, and he who curses you I will curse, and in you all the families of the earth will be blessed. Colossians 1. Verses 12 and 13. Giving thanks to the Father, who has qualified you for a share of the allotted portion of the saints in the light, who delivered us out of the authority of darkness and transferred us into the kingdom of the Son of His love. 2 Corinthians 3:17. And the Lord is the Spirit. And where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. John 7, verses 37 to 39. Now on the last day, the great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried out, saying, If anyone thirsts, let him come to me and drink. He who believes into me, as the scripture said, out of his innermost being shall flow rivers of living water. But this he said concerning the Spirit, whom those who believed into him were about to receive. For the Spirit was not yet, because Jesus had not yet been glorified. Philippians 1, verse 19. For I know that for me this will turn out to salvation, through your petition and the bountiful supply of the Spirit of Jesus Christ. Suggested reading. Christ as the seed of Abraham was crucified and became a curse on our behalf to redeem us out of the curse of the law in order that we might receive the Spirit as the blessing of the gospel promised to Abraham, the promise that all the nations would be blessed in him. Galatians 3:14 says, In order that the blessing of Abraham might come to the Gentiles in Christ Jesus, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. This verse combines the promise of the Spirit with the blessing of Abraham. The blessing of Abraham is the blessing promised by God to Abraham for all the nations of the earth. This promise was fulfilled, and this blessing has come to the nations in Christ through his redemption by the cross. The context of Galatians 3:14 indicates that the Spirit is the blessing which God promised to Abraham for all the nations and which has been received by the believers through faith in Christ. The Spirit is the compound Spirit, who is God Himself, processed in His Trinity through incarnation, crucifixion, resurrection, ascension, and descension for us to receive as our life and our everything. This is the focus of the gospel of God. The physical aspect of the blessing that God promised to Abraham was the good land, which was a type of the all-inclusive Christ. Since Christ is eventually realized as the all-inclusive, life-giving Spirit, the blessing of the promised Spirit corresponds to the blessing of the promised land. Actually, the Spirit as the realization of Christ in our experience is the good land as the source of God's bountiful supply for us to enjoy. Our blessing is God Himself, who is embodied in Christ and realized as the Spirit to be dispensed into us for our enjoyment. In the universe, only God Himself is a blessing. All else is vanity of vanities. Even the entire universe cannot compare with our triune God. If we have God, we have the blessing. However, God becoming our blessing involved a process. Just as food must be cooked to become our blessing, God had to be cooked in order to be our blessing. Before passing through a process, God was a raw God. By passing through a process, God became the cooked God to become our life and life supply. This God in His totality is the processed, consummated, all-inclusive, life-giving, indwelling Spirit. He, as the wonderful Spirit, is the blessing from God to us. The blessing of the gospel is the Spirit, the sum total and the aggregate of the processed triune God. Our spiritual blessing for eternity is to inherit the Spirit, the consummation of the processed triune God, as our inheritance. In the new heaven and new earth, in the new Jerusalem, we will enjoy the processed triune God, who is the all-inclusive, consummated, life-giving Spirit. Even today, the most enjoyable thing to us is the indwelling Spirit. In the full gospel of God, in Christ, we have received not only the blessing of forgiveness, washing, and cleansing, even more, we have received the greatest blessing, the triune God, the Father, Son, and Spirit, as the processed, all-inclusive, life-giving Spirit dwelling in us in a most subjective way for our enjoyment. Oh, what a blessing that we can enjoy such an all-inclusive one as our daily portion.